Another one of your measures is on its way to the Missouri House.
Yeah, I had a bill passed this week and had an amendment on it that I was really proud of that kind of protected our agricultural areas and stuff like that, or rural farmers, whether it be row crop or cattle operation, something like that. We had to change a law. Federal law had some protection for farmers, but the Missouri law did not. What it did, currently state regulations exempt, and federal water already exempted point of source like ag water, but the state did not. What the amendment did ensure that stormwater leaving the fields will not be considered unlawful under the state's broad clean water laws unless it's harmed or caused harm in some way to the water. And we had instances, there's one in North Missouri where a farmer did his normal thing, had his cows put up in a smaller area, and here came this huge rain and it washed down in a pond, and here came DNR after him, and there was no harm done in the pond. Didn't kill any fish, didn't contaminate the water, but here under this broad state law we had, they came after him and he lost. So this amendment that I got put on my bill would take care of that. If it creates a problem, pollutes water, yeah, he will be pursued. If there's an issue, he will be pursued. This does not relate to CAFOs, the big confined animal enclosures, but it does relate to the average farmer out on the road. And we can't control when it rains, how much it rains. And you suddenly can't say, well, it's raining, I better move this cow to another pasture. And so it related to that. And also, if there's fertilizer put on, it got washed in the creek, as long as it didn't harm anything, then the farmer's not going to be guilty of it. So I think that was really a good amendment. I was proud to get that on there. And Cattlemen Association and the Farm Bureau is very much in favor of the bill. So that's a huge thing. So had passed a bunch of other bills. We're really getting cleaned up on the calendar. We're kind of on a record rate for getting things done. We haven't let other distractions bother us in any way. I'm on appropriations, as most people know, and we had supplemental, and it happens every year to where departments guess what it's going to cost them to do business throughout the year. But there's laws that take place, there's regulations that change, and so we approved $790 million for that. There is money built in for that. We're covered with it and everything. Some interesting facts came out last year for this year's budget. But as last year argued for a 2% budget increase and ended up at 3.8. They did come back and change it about midway through the year. And right now it looks like it's going to come out about 1.9. So we're just about going to break even for the year. So that's the way it should be. The government should not store up money, but it needs to be able to pay its bills.
With that supplemental, again, as you mentioned, it's usually around March when that is voted on.
It is. It is March, and it came over from the House. The department makes their recommendations, what they need. Then the governor looks at it, makes his recommendations. The House looks at it, makes their recommendations. Comes to the Senate for final approval. And most of the time, we all agree on it. It's money we owe, money we have to pay. So it needs to be done. I wish we had a better method of guessing or estimating what it's going to be. But this is probably the closest I've seen in 10 or 12 years I've served on appropriations. So it was good budgeting.
Speaking of the budget, I believe the Missouri House is, if they haven't done so already, is about to send the 13 bills that make up the state budget for the next fiscal year to the Senate.
They have. They're on the way to the Senate. And so next week we'll start with appropriations, next week or the week after. It has to be on the governor's desk by May the 11th. There's a lot of work be done between now and then. The House and Senate never agree, and then we usually have to compromise on it and get together. It will happen, and we're going with a smaller projected increase this year than before. So just being realistic and letting know people what they're going to have. Departments know and other things know what their exact budget is going to be will help a whole lot.